Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Even believers can be oppressed by the demonic forces of evil. They cannot be possessed, but they can be oppressed, as the Apostle Paul. A messenger of Satan was there to buffet him. And if a messenger of Satan kind of beat up on the Apostle Paul, I would say, at the same time, I don't want to leave the thought and leave it. Every time you have problems, don't think it's some little demon bothering you. Your biggest problem is you in the mirror and your sinful nature and all. But realize it is reality. But the point I'm trying to make is there are some that are bound and some that are free. Now, that's interesting. Turn with me to, let's look at a few of these, okay? Turn with me to Jude. I won't say chapter 1 because there's only one chapter in Jude. But turn with me to Jude. We're going to find that these demons, these devils, these angels that fell, God put them in different places. We find them in Jude 6, verse number 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate. Remember that when Lucifer fell, a third part of the angelic realm fell with him. Some of them we're reading about here in Jude 6. Where are they? And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. The word habitation is their job, their dwelling place, where their job assignment. We're going to get back to this, okay? He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under to the judgment of the gray of that great day. So we find there are some angels that are in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. So we find there are some angels that are chained. Are you following? Okay. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 9. When we did the study of the book of Revelation, we found in verse number 14 of Revelation chapter number 9, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. I won't go into any more detail. That's a lot going on here. Time won't allow. But already you've seen some different places where there's some angels. We already agree and we see that there are angels that were fallen. They are loosed on this earth. They are free to roam. There are some that we read in Jude, verse number 6, that are chained, reserved unto judgment. And we find when we're reading the book of Revelation, that during the tribulation period, God will open the gates of hell, so to speak, and will allow these angelic beings who've been chained for thousands of years, he's going to let them go, and they're going to get on the earth. Remember, we talked about this, and they're going to plague mankind and all. These are the angels that are in those chains, and he's going to let them go for a little bit during the tribulation period. But we also see four angels who are under the river Euphrates. I take that very literally. Anyway, and the four angels, verse number 15, and the four angels were loosed and prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year, and for the end they to slay a third part of men. And the army, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, which is what, 2 million, or is that right? 200,000, yeah, 200 million. And we say, and I heard a number, and there is so much, like a, get here. I just want you to see the angelic realm as a whole. That's what I want you to see this morning. There are some that are free on this earth. There are some that are, we read, that are chained up into the fire. Then there are some that are under the river Euphrates. Now, why are they in different places? A good question. A great question. Here's my opinion. Again, we talked about this last week. Somebody, we was at, had a missions conference this whole, had a great week. We were sitting at a supper table. You talking about food? Friday night? I've never seen nothing like it. Real quick. Oh, man, I got five. Real quick. There was food Friday night like I've never seen. We had regular food tables set up, and people kept bringing in food. And we had to put food on where the salad table was. We had to push all the salad table. And still wasn't enough. And, that little push cart that they push out, had to put food on. I could go on and on and on. Food everywhere. Now, how did I get on that subject? What was I talking about, Doug? Danny? The what? Oh, okay. That, I take it. How did they come? Why are some here? Why are some here? Okay. I got one more. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 4. This is another one. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Again, that's a thought that there are some angels that are in hell. There are some that are under the Euphrates, and there are some are walking. Why is that? Okay, here again. Oh, it's my armpit. Okay, and opinions are like armpits. That's how I got on this one. We all have two, and they both stink. This is my opinion. Okay. Then when Satan fell, remember, there's basically that. We know the Bible speaks of there's one archangel. Who's the archangel? Michael. Michael has his order. When we study Michael, he has an order. Okay. Then we have what's Gabriel. He's that messenger. He has an order. Okay. Remember when Gabriel came to talk to Daniel? They had to fight for a while in the mess. Gabriel's angels and Satan's demons. Remember that story? So we know of at least three angelic groups. There's Satan, Lucifer, there's Michael, and there's Gabriel. Those are the ones that have been named in Scripture. That's been named. I know in Maccabees and these other things, there's all kinds of different angelic names. But in the Bible, three's. Lucifer, Michael, Gabriel. Okay. They all had their job assignments. Remember we talked about, by the way, the seraph had a job, the cherub had a job, the angels had a job. Anyway, long story short, when Satan fell, he took a third part of the angels. I believe that those angels that was under Satan and his what we call jurisdiction, when they follow Satan, they're the ones who are on the earth free to roam like Satan. Are you following? And the ones that are cast into everlasting fire, the fire, and the ones that are chained, the four angels that are in Euphrates, I believe are the ones who came from Michael's order and Gabriel's order. Because they left, the Bible says in Jude 6, they left their habitation, their first estate, their job. You're supposed to be here. But when Satan fell, you left Gabriel's. Y'all get the picture? You left Gabriel's order and you followed Lucifer. You left Michael's order. I know y'all think I'm way out there, but it's my opinion that that's why the Lord put some in everlasting, because they left, the Bible says, their first estate, their own habitation. And so, again, do y'all see what I'm saying? I may be way off and more in heaven. The Lord may say, Walt, you was really wrong about that one. I wouldn't argue with anybody, but through my own Bible study, that's how else could those angels, why some are in everlasting or in chains? Why are some free to roam? Why are some in the river Euphrates? Again, it's my opinion. It's my opinion that the ones who are chained in everlasting either came from Michael's order or Gabriel's order. I'm thinking more Michael. That's in under four river Euphrates. My thought, they came under Michael's, because Michael's the guardian. I mean, that's what he does. And there's probably more in the angels. I'm really going out there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.